Senate will come to order. We recognize a delegation from the House of Representatives. And on behalf of the Senate, let me come to you gentlemen and wish you Godspeed.
Where's the button?
I have a prayer by Pastor McMahon.
Oh God, we read these words. But where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Behold, the fear of the Lord is the wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So we turn to you that we might have the wisdom and understanding of the work that is before us. Guide us that we may plan carefully, strengthen us that we may work diligently. Be ever present that we may do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our voting machines are supposed to be in order this morning, so we might as well try them out and see if they function. If the clerk would open the machine, would all members present signify by voting yea.
There are 20 members present, Mr. President.
Secretary, certify the journal of the previous day.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the second legislative day and Senate House Supplement Number 1.
Is there any objection? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I would move that the consent of the journal for the second legislative day and joint House Senate Supplement Number 1 be certified.
Is there any objection to Senator Coletta's motion? Not so ordered. Introduction of guests. Senator Capullo.
President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure today to introduce a lady who spent her full 12 years of school here in general half time and is going back to college. She probably won't be seen for the rest of the session.
Any other guests? Messages from the governor.
We have no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the other house.
Message of January 10. The House respectfully invites the Senate to meet in joint session 2 p.m. January 13, 1977 to hear the governor's budget message.
So that's tomorrow afternoon. Yes. 2 o'clock. Do I hear a motion to accept the invitation of the House? Senator Coletta. Senator Coletta has moved that the Senate meet with the House tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock to hear the governor's budget message. Is there any objection? If not, so ordered, and would the clerk advise the House of the accepted invitation? Any other communications?
There are no other messages from the House or communications.
We have no reports from standing committees. Do we have any reports of special committees? Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the disposal to Tenneco Alaska Incorporated of royalty natural gas taken in kind.
Secretary will continue holding that in her possession until at least the end of this session, at which time I will make a report.
Do you wish the others?
Yes, and would you read the other measure,
Mr. Belcher? Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the disposal to El Paso Natural Gas Company of royalty natural gas taken in kind. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the disposal to Southern Natural Gas Company of royalty natural gas taken in kind. There are no other resolutions.
Have we any bills to be introduced?
There are no bills at this time.
Yes. Since Kennedy, then we'll come back to order. Consistent with my announcement yesterday, we're going to take bills and resolutions as they come in and read them across the desk, and they'll be held in the possession of the secretary until such time as our standing committees are appointed or special committees are appointed to receive them. Would the secretary then proceed to, have you been handed any resolutions since we conversed?
No, sir.
Then we're at the introduction of bills then. Would you please read across the bills?
Senate Bill number 27 by Senators Croft, Willis, Rohde, Bradley, Coletta, Orsini, Sumner, and Curtula, an act relating to the new Capitol Site Planning Commission and providing for an effective date. Senate Bill number 28 by Senator Orsini, an act relating to the driving of a motor vehicle without the owner's consent during which damage is done to that vehicle or another exceeding $200 in value. Senate Bill number 29 by Senators Curtula, Croft, Rohde, and Ray, an act making a special appropriation to the Office of the Governor to fund state participation in the presidential inauguration and providing for an effective date. Senate Bill number 30 by Senator Orsini, an act relating to the civil liability of parents or legal guardians for the destruction of property by minors. Senate Bill number 31 by Senator Orsini, an act relating to sentencing reports in felony convictions. Senate Bill number 32 by Senator Orsini, an act relating to revenue sharing with municipalities providing transportation facilities or services. Senate Bill number 33 by Senator Orsini, an act relating to use of section line rights of way. Senate Bill number 34 by Senator Orsini, an act relating to the exclusion of areas from a municipality. Senate Bill number 35 by Senator Orsini, an act providing for assessment, levy, and collection of a tax on developed land within the unorganized borough and providing for an effective date. Senate Bill number 36 by Senator Willis, an act relating to administrative regulations and providing for an effective date. Senate Bill number 37 by Senator Willis, an act relating to the redemption of tax foreclosed real property. And I find that I do have a resolution if you'd like it read.
Would you please? We revert to the introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6 by Senator Ray, congratulating Donald L. McQueen on the occasion of his retirement from state service.
Senator Ray. Is there any objection? So ordered.
I don't believe I have any more bills or resolutions.
We have no daily calendar. Under unfinished business, I'd like to recall to the Senate the situation of the joint House-Senate Gas Impact Pipeline Committee of last year. You'll recall that that committee was set up by statute and it expired, its statutory authority expired as of January 1 of this year. Last year, that committee held hearings, and as a result of those hearings, a resolution was passed by both the House and the Senate, urging the governor to negotiate the sale of the surplus royalty gas of the state. Following that mandate from the legislature, the governor has, as I understand it, consummated contracts with three purchasers. Under the statutes, that sale cannot be concluded until it's confirmed by the House and by the Senate. The three concurrent resolutions, which were read across the desk today, Senate Concurrent Resolutions number 3, number 4, and number 5, are the resolutions which relate to the sale. Because of the fact that this matter was handled in the past, not by a standing committee, but by a special committee, and because of the further fact that neither the House nor the Senate have their standing committees at this time yet organized, and because of the further fact that the purpose of the resolutions, as I understand them, and I may be in error, but as I understand them, is to have a maximum impact on those states of the lower 48 who might receive gas, or which might receive gas under one arrangement and not under another arrangement, and therefore would have perhaps a vital interest, the same as Alaska, in the direction of the pipeline as to whether or not it goes across Canada or goes, as they call the Trans-Alaska route, which would go from the Arctic to salt water, probably in the Cordova area. Because of the fact that all of those apparently appear to be urgent, I'm going to appoint a special committee of the Senate to take the testimony of experts who have already been retained for this purpose. Mr. Rush Moody, who is a past Federal Power Commissioner, an attorney in Washington, D.C., is reviewing the contracts from the point of view of A, legality, B, crystal balling, and advising us as to how he thinks the contracts may fare in the future in light of possible deregulation of natural gas, possible Federal Power Commission orders, and also in light of the recent legislation exempting Alaska's gas from the final commitment in interstate commerce. We have also retained a firm called Jensen and Associates, who are energy experts and economists who operate with offices in Boston, Washington, D.C., Geneva, and other places. We have tentatively set up a schedule of hearings for the 31st of January, the 1st, and the 2nd of February. In order to expedite the business, and this particular business, I am appointing a special committee which will consist of Senator Croft, Senator Huber, Senator Tillian, Senator Coletta, and myself. And I will act as chairman of that committee. I have advised the House of our plan. I have invited the Speaker to appoint a similar committee, or should, in their discretion if they wish, direct their resources committee to hold those hearings with us, not as a single committee, but as two committees operating independently, co-chaired, with each committee to make their respective recommendations to their own House as they determine to be appropriate. Do I hear any objection to the proposal? Senator Croft.
Mr. President, I have no objection. I understand in the first place that this isn't an information that we will be have the standing committee by the 31st of January. I don't want to lack of objection to that fact. When there are appointed committees and chairman selected, that the actual decision on those sales be made by the standing committee and then presented to this body for consideration. But this matter will be referred to the standing committee when they organize this, simply to expedite the process while waiting for the formal organization.
Yes, Senator, I intended that that all senators would be invited to attend the hearings, and all senators would be invited to participate in the hearings in a question and answer matter. How it, However, for purposes of conducting the hearings, only those senators that I have mentioned would have a vote as to adjournment, termination, perhaps retaining of additional counsel. Now, Senator, you can perhaps refresh my recollection, but I do believe that in all special committees of this nature, that a referral to them cannot be used to circumvent a referral to a standing committee. Therefore, it would be my intent that after the special committees have taken the hearing, the testimony, and have come up with their recommendation, that in all probability, the next most reasonable referral would be to resources. And they would hopefully have participated in the hearings far enough that they can act expeditiously on it. And finance also, you're correct. Any further observations or suggestions? If not, that committee will be considered appointed and the clerk will make the notation in the journal. Do we have any other unfinished business? Special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. We will have a committee on committee meetings on adjournment, although I want to ask Senator Curtula, will that be in conflict with your request for a caucus or not? Or will that caucus, can that caucus wait?
Our intent originally was to have a caucus committee to discuss until several others felt new might interfere with the caucus too, so why don't we have a 1 o'clock caucus?
Very well.
1:30 is the request. We'll have 1:30 caucus in the judiciary room.
Senator Coletta? All right, there will be a committee on committee meeting convene at 10:35 in the judiciary room. Senator Holman, any announcements? The Senate will stand adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.